Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. What shoes to buy your kids is always tough, right? Because they grow out of them so fast, they beat the crap out of them. But I've really loved these Hoka Mach 6s that Hoka sent us. I've got a pair, my wife's got a pair, and my two boys, 7 and 5, all have matching pairs in the same color. I think it's hilarious. I didn't think I would ever be that person, but here I am. It's a light, fast, and undeniably comfy shoe. It's got a kid-specific design, and the fit will free your kid's inner speedster for a daily fun. To learn more about the kids' Mach 6 shoe, visit today's show notes and check it out. It's a bad calculation. We were upset. We were worried. We were tired. We were just trying to get through to them. And that's why we yelled. That's why we spoke to them in a way that, as we said, if we caught someone else talking to our kids like that, we'd have gone Mama or Papa Bear. As the lyrics go, it's a calculation I made a mistake on. I never should have said it like I said. Yelling at your kids is almost always a bad calculation. First off, there's little evidence that it actually works. It's just some tradition, some cycle of trauma that's been passed down from one yelled at generation to the next. We had a good story a while back from the sports psychologist Jonathan Fader. He yelled at his daughter after she'd done something that wasn't safe or appropriate many times. And later he asked her if she understood why he yelled. "Because you were mad," came her reply. The other reason is that there's a 100% chance you'll regret it. Sure, unloading all that pent-up frustration feels great in the moment, but that feeling never sticks. Instead, it's replaced with an instant pang of regret for a moment that you can never take back. The Stoics remind us that anger doesn't look good. It doesn't age well. You have to try to remember this today when you are faced with the countless calculations that parenting presents. Try to remember what you're actually trying to do, which is to teach them, to reach them, to love them, and let that inform your math. One of the best things you can do to get your anger under control is just care less about stuff that doesn't matter. Spend less time getting sucked into fights that escalate and ratchet until you're screaming or yelling or whatever, right? Huge part of it. It's a big part of what we talk about in the Tame Your Temper course. 10 days of challenges, exercises, video lessons, and bonus tools based on Stoic philosophy. Materials to help you deal with your anger in a constructive manner. We will give you the tools that you need, not just to manage your anger, but to leave it in the past so you can focus on what's important